Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It is a sunshine day. Boy, anytime we have an excuse to play this song, you know we're going to do it. Anything to just kind of demonstrate that we don't take everything too seriously. I'm Scoot on the air. You know, when I was watching this show, I was having impure thoughts of Marcia.
Wait.
And the mother.
You know what this always reminds me of? So I think it was the Brady Bunch movie, and it was making a parody by like 70s TV. Because they were like trapped in time.
Yes.
And one of the funniest bit I think went over people's head is like when they finished singing the song on stage, they kept performing the song, but the song was fading out like the vibe. You ever notice like them old TV shows like Soul Train?
Yep.
Like the guy is still be performing, but the song is fading and getting lower and lower, and he's still like giving it his all.
Oh, wait a minute. They're lip syncing? Yes, maybe so. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. We're going to get to some of your comments from the SOTA Facebook page, and there's a lot going on there. The blog is still posted on the WWL.com website and the Facebook page. It's about stop ignoring the Republican critics of Trump's Gates appointment. You know, people who want to be critical of me for bashing the appointment of Gates to Attorney General, they're ignoring, they're Republicans, they're Trump supporters who are bashing me for criticizing the appointment when many Republicans are criticizing the appointment. So, you know, again, it's total hypocrisy. Also, this hour, I want to talk about the Trump dance, and we need to discuss whether or not this is a political statement. Listen, I want to thank Window World. I got some new windows in my apartment at West End. The windows that I had were really, really cloudy, and I got brand new windows today. I haven't seen them because I was at the station when they installed them, but I just can't wait to get home and get a better view. But I want to thank Window World. I want to thank, in particular, Arlander Batisse, and his brother came out to install those. But Window World did a great job. Can't wait to see those. So thank you guys for that. Tonight, the CMA Awards, Country Music Awards, are on tonight. And a lot of crossover artists, you know, Post Malone is now a country artist. And we've played some music from Jelly Roll on this show. I mean, I love this guy, Jelly Roll. I want to try and get an interview with him. He's a big guy. I mean, he's enormous. He's huge. He spent time in prison. Like Post Malone, he's got tattoos on his face. He doesn't look like, you know, your average country music performer. I mean, he looks like some thug rocker who is like into bad stuff. But look, this guy spent time in prison, reflected on his life, and his music is about people who have gone through alcoholism and drug abuse. And his lyrics are very, very encouraging. They're uplifting. They're very honest. So I suggest that if you have gone through this and you want a little inspiration, check out the music of Jelly Roll and listen to his lyrics, because his songs are very, in my opinion, very, very inspiring. And I know he's going to be part of the Country Music Awards tonight. I'll watch those tonight and we'll talk about those. Hey, let me remind you that this afternoon, Mike Dutillier is on Sports Talk live from Thibodaux and the Thibodaux Regional Health System Wellness Center. It's Riverbell Classic. It's a countdown to the Riverbell Classic. It's Southland Teams, Southeast Louisiana Lions, and the Nicholls State Colonels. The game is Thursday at Guidry Stadium, and Mike Dutillier is going to be down there today from 4 to 6 at the Thibodaux Regional Health Systems Wellness Center, and that is at 602 North Arcadia Road. So tune in this afternoon, hear Mike from Thibodaux, or go by and see Mike. at the location Thibodeau. All right, we've got a lot to get to this afternoon. Coming up in the next hour, I want to talk about Rod Stewart going on tour. Rod Stewart's 79 years old. He's going back on tour in North America. Is this good, or would you rather remember these aging rockers the way they used to be? Does it bother you to see them getting older? I mean, there's two different schools of thought here. And is there an aging rocker that you've seen that you wish you didn't see because you wish you had the memories of them in the past and not the last memory that you have because they were just too old and they just couldn't do it? You know, you can't really erase what you see. I mean, sometimes we see things and like, God, I wish I could erase that. I wish I could never see that again. But you can't really erase what you see. So when you see something, it stays with you. So, you know, we'll talk about that in the next hour of the show. All right, let's get to some politics. This is Scoot's News Briefs. President-elect Donald Trump has picked another television star for an important post, the nation's healthcare delivery system.
President-elect Donald Trump says he's nominating Dr. Mehmet Oz, who hosted a long-running television talk show, to lead the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Trump said that Dr. Oz will be a leader in incentivizing disease prevention so they can get the best results in the world for every dollar the government spends on health care. Oz unsuccessfully ran for Senate in Pennsylvania as a Republican in 2022 and is an outspoken supporter of Trump.
All right, you know, there's something to say about this, and in defense of Trump's appointments of people who were on television, you know, you got to think about this. There's a reason these people were on television. They were on television because of their accomplishments. It doesn't mean that they're all perfect or that they're all great for the job, but these are not just like shallow TV stars. These are people that were on television because of their accomplishments, and so they're not being selected because they're TV stars. They're being selected because of, you know, their area of expertise. Republican senators are divided on what to do about Matt Gaetz. And now damaging reporting is starting to leak out.
An attorney says an unauthorized person gained access to a file containing confidential testimony from women who've made sexual allegations about former Representative Matt Gaetz, Donald Trump's pick to become the next attorney general. Attorneys involved in a civil case brought by a Gaetz associate were notified this week that an unauthorized person accessed a file shared between lawyers that included unredacted testimony from a woman who said Gaetz had sex with her when she was 17 and a second woman who said she saw the encounter. Gaetz has denied all the allegations, and the Justice Department ended its sex trafficking investigation without any criminal charges against him. I'm Norman Hall.
Now, Coleman, if this other person saw it, then obviously this was sex and stuff going on in the open. I mean, it wasn't behind closed doors. It just was like, what, a big orgy?
Based on how it seems like the person was close to the person that saw it, like maybe it was like two or three people in the room. That's what it seems like based on how the report goes. I don't think it was out in like broad daylight in public.
No, I didn't mean that. I mean, it's at this house, but people were standing around. I mean, it was like, okay, I'm not going to go into a private room. I'm just going to throw you down on the air hockey table.
Right. Something like that.
And by the way, keep those air things flowing and just do it there. So I don't know. She said she saw him, so I guess it was kind of out in the open. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says that Matt Gaetz should have his chance to make his case.
No rubber stamps and no lynch mob. I'm not going to be part of a process that leaks information that shouldn't be leaked. I'm not going to legitimize the process to destroy the man because people don't like his politics.
You know, I hate to agree with that weasel, but I kind of agree with him. You know, let him make his case, but I don't think it's going to be good. And, you know, part of the case has to be the investigation against him. And that information, in fact, I think the House Ethics Committee is meeting today to determine what to do about the investigation. And I think it should be released. I don't think it should go away. And when people like Jim Jordan and others don't want it released, why don't they want it released? It's obviously bad. If not, they would want it released. So it's obviously really bad information. Maine Senator Susan Collins says the Senate must do its work regarding the Gaetz background check.
I was shocked by the nomination, given the many allegations, but that's why it's important that the Senate go through its process of making sure that we have a background check, that we have a Senate investigation, which involves extensive interviews and questionnaires, and then a public hearing.
All right, the head of FEMA gave testimony to Congress yesterday saying that her agency has nothing to hide regarding reports of anti-Trump bias.
FEMA's administrator says she supports an investigation of alleged anti-Trump bias in hurricane relief efforts. On Capitol Hill, Deanne Criswell says a critical function in hurricane relief efforts is to go door to door to tell people what resources are available. In one recent case,
this employee wrote to about 11 staff members under her supervision that they should, quote, avoid homes advertising Trump, end quote.
Criswell says that employee has been fired. She does not believe this is part of any widespread cultural problem at FEMA and welcomes an investigation.
Our goal is to help all people obtain all of the assistance that they need and that they are eligible for under the law.
A different team was sent into the field to contact all the homes that were skipped over at the employee's direction. Ed Donahue, Washington.
All right, that's it for Scoot's News Briefs. You know, look, word got out that this had happened, that this person said, okay, and nobody with a Trump sign in their yard or on their house gets any FEMA assistance. You know, people suggest really bad things that are really bad ideas, but that didn't go through. It was exposed. It was stopped. And so it wasn't a problem. Yeah, it was a problem that somebody did that and the person was caught and exposed. So I think that was good. Now, the House has another problem. Sarah McBride, Democrat from Delaware, is the first openly trans state senator in U.S. history. She became the country's first trans U.S. congressperson elect when she won the election from the first district. Where does this person go to the bathroom? They have men's rooms, they have women's rooms. And there's already a move, and Nancy Mace, a Republican from South Carolina, has already introduced a bill, this happened on Monday, that would prevent this trans woman from using the women's bathroom at the U.S. Capitol. Marjorie Taylor Greene, in her infinite wisdom, supports the resolution. And she says that she would get into a physical altercation if this person or anybody born male is in the women's bathroom. You know, wouldn't it be cool if a trans person beat up Marjorie Taylor Greene? I mean, that would just be the greatest thing ever. But I don't know, Marjorie Taylor Greene looks a little manly to me. I mean, she kind of reminds me of a drag queen. And so she probably would win the fight.
See, Scoot, you have to be careful. Now people are going to assume that you support transgender males competing with women in sports.
No, I support them competing against against each other, directly head-to-head competition. Yeah, I would love to see a fight with a really buff trans woman who could like maybe kick Marjorie Taylor Greene's ass. I'd love that. Have any of you seen Sarah McBride? When you get a chance, you might be driving right now. Google Sarah McBride. Take a look at Sarah McBride and tell me what bathroom you think she should use. I'm looking at a picture of her right now. I think she should use the ladies' room because she looks just like a woman. And guys are not going to want that person in the men's room. Guys are going to want to kick that person's ass or try to have sex with them in the men's room. Now, people are going to know who Sarah McBride is. So, you know, this is a slightly different situation. It's a public restroom facility at the House of Representatives, but everybody knows Sarah McBride was born a male. So maybe it's less of a problem at the House where everybody knows, you know, who she is. So if that person is in the men's room, they know it's not a woman. They know it's Sarah McBride who was born a male. I understand the nature of this overall controversy. But when you look at somebody like Sarah McBride, this is a person that, you know, men, if men don't know this person, I'm talking about just a restroom in general, if men don't know this person and this person walks into the men's room, men are going to think this person is a woman in the men's room. Now, a lot of you may not know anybody who's trans. You may run into trans people during the day and you don't even know it. But I'm telling you, there are trans people, there are trans women who look just like women. Just like women. You want them in the men's room? You want somebody that looks just like a woman. And don't think you're going to be able to tell, because you're not. You want that person in the men's room? So anyway, interesting discussion. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson said he's not getting involved. He's not going to even get engaged in this conversation. All right. If you want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And I want to talk about the Trump dance. I did a video. It's posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. I had a great show yesterday. I did the Trump dance as best I could. The question is the Trump dance a political statement? The Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back with your comments.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
WWL. I remember when this song was first released, and I just thought this was a killer cover of Do You Want to Dance? I'm Scoot on the Air. So is the Trump dance a political statement? What do you think? You know, Republicans have for a long time said, you know, keep politics out of sports. You know, the taking of a knee by Colin Kaepernick and other football players, the taking of a knee was political. Keep that out of sports. Wearing pride colors or anything like that, keep that out of sports. But now a lot of Republicans are embracing the Trump dance. Now, a number of people have done this. San Francisco 49ers defensive end Nick Bosa did it to celebrate a sack recently. On Saturday, UFC fighter, heavyweight fighter, John Jones did it in retaining his heavyweight title. He did the Trump dance. Sunday, Detroit Lions defensive end Za'Darius Smith, Raiders tight end Brock Bowers, and Titans wide receiver Calvin Ridley, they all did at different times, they all did the Trump dance. On Sunday, LPGA British golfer Charlie Hull did the Trump dance going down the fairway. And on Monday, U.S. men's soccer team star Christian Pulisic celebrated the 4-2 victory over Jamaica by doing the Trump dance. And we had such a great show yesterday that in my office here at WWL, I celebrated having a great show by doing the Trump dance. And that is also on our Facebook page, Scoot on the Air Facebook, and you can check that out. I'll read a few of the comments to you. By the way, I also talked about the Coca-Cola flavored Oreo cookies, which we tested on the air yesterday for the first time. They're delicious. I mean, when you smell these, it smells like Coca-Cola. And I couldn't figure out how they could make a cookie taste like Coke, but you kind of taste the fizz when you just smell the cookie. And one side is the brown wafer, the traditional Oreo wafer. The other side is red, and it's the Coke flavor. And then there's the sugar filling in the middle. So I talked a little bit about that. But here are some of the comments from the SOTA Facebook page. Rocky says, that is disrespectful. Do the Biden dance. Oh, wait, he forgot how to do it. That's funny. Eddie says, a swift removal from the office by any means necessary. I don't know how that relates to this. Jason says, you can't even do the Trump dance right. Look, I did the best I could. You know, everybody has their own style of dancing. And I think I did an admirable job. It's not perfect, but it's there. At least I did it. And at least Jason's paying attention. Let's see. Greg says, is there a Kamala dance? There is. It's the dance that she used to get everything she ever got in life. Ha ha. Brian says, don't do that dance near the microphone. There's another move to it. Oh, well, I don't know about that other move to it. But, you know, I did sort of add in a little body language, because when Trump does the Trump dance, it's, you know, it's pretty stiff. I mean, he's stiff. And he doesn't really do much moving. So I added a little body movement to it. Let's see. Susan says, there's a Coca-Cola that is supposed to taste like Oreos. Yeah, we've heard about that. I haven't been able to see that yet. Here is a comment from Kim. You look much better doing the Trump dance. When Trump does it, he looks nasty. Well, maybe that's because you know his past. Anyway, you can comment on the SOTA Facebook page. Let's get to a few of your calls. The question is the Trump dance a political statement? From Terrytown, Bob, you're on WWL. Thanks for hanging on.
Yeah, man. First of all, when you dance with rhythm. That's not a dance. Trump has no rhythm, so how can it be a dance?
Well, I know. I mean, we're just kind of calling it a dance. It's a movement. It's he's kind of moving his hands. We're not going to be too technical here, but it's being called the Trump dance because he did it to YMCA. You know, there was that unhinged rally that Trump had during the campaign where he just stopped talking and played 40 minutes of music and kind of did this, like, you know, Trump move,
yeah,
which has been
Trump
called
dance,
the Trump dance.
Sound like an oxymoron to me, Trump and
well,
dance. No rhythm.
It's not much of a dance. I'll admit that. Bob, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Jess in Metairie. Hey, Jess. Hello, Jess.
Jess. Just let me say for your comment, but let me start out with some lightheartedness. If you want to surely not get women to dance with you and get another date due to Trump dance,
yeah.
And I would love a pay per view with Marjorie Taylor fighting, and for once somebody slapped the you know what out of her. but anyway, all
and you know what? And let me tell you something, Jess. She's got a lot of that in her.
Yeah. But listen, I want to hurry up and say the serious stuff. You know, I'm 70 years old, and all this hysteria about transgender, I have never seen, known of one in my life, none of my family. So all of a sudden, this hysteria, like they surrounded us, really, just like you said earlier, you wouldn't even know. So
no.
This is something created by Trump and these MAGAs that's making an issue of something that's not an issue, okay? So, but let me move on what I really wanted to say. I rarely disagree with you, Scoot, but when you talked about these qualified celebrity people, maybe they are qualified, Bailey, but there's so many people better qualified. And the truth is, just like the expert said, Trump learned from his first term that he had the gatekeepers, legitimate people, to prevent him from doing it. This time around, all these appointees like Matt Gaetz, they aren't going to be gatekeepers of all the illegal and unconstitutional, especially Gaetz. You think Gaetz is going to let an investigation of himself and Trump? I mean, this guy is, and then, I was in the military. The secretary appointee of the Secretary of Defense, okay, our most important position, he was a major in the National Guard. He wasn't a regular military lieutenant colonel, a colonel, a four-star general. There's so many people more qualified. There's tapes of him. He's a Christian nationalist. He's a danger. So these appointees, I mean, this isn't between Donald Trump and his appointees. It's just like Trump. It's the false reality of celebrity reality. So it's a danger, in my opinion, to these people.
Well, Jess, I agree with that. I was just pointing out that these people were not born TV stars. That they did accomplish things, whether they're approved or not. Let's let the Senate
approved,
do its job.
We got a majority of Republican Congress. But one last important thing.
Go ahead.
And that, if you don't mind, is about this border stuff. you know, this guy that called earlier, a New Norman show about the destruction of our country. Let's narrow it down to a city. In the past few years, all the carjackers and murders, as far as I know, they were all born and raised here. The mayor that's destroying the city, born and raised here. The surge of water by flood. Where is all this destruction of our country? You know where the destruction is going to be? When Trump gets rid of nationalized Latins and the tariffs, we're going to have buyer's remorse. You know what's going to happen? You know, the service industry people, the janitors, the people that pick our letters, they're going to be gone. And guess what? You're going to pay $10 for a head of letters, and the tariffs are going to up the prices. You're going to find out inflation and depression. You're going to have buyer's remorse. So anyway, that's my opinion.
Well, Jess, I think it's a good point. I mean, look, there's a strong possibility that if illegal immigrants are no longer allowed here, and they're not going to be doing many of the agricultural jobs out west, many in California, the price of food is going to go up. So that could cause inflation. I mean, we have to wait and see. I agree with Jess. I just made the comment about some of these TV celebrities and reality stars. They did other things. Are they the best qualified to do it? I don't know. Probably not, because, you know, Trump is looking for sycophants. He's looking for you know, booty kissers to be in his cabinet. And that's not necessarily, just because somebody kisses your booty doesn't mean they're the best person for the job. So again, you know, we'll have to see over time what happens. I just pointed out that they've done other things just be a TV star.
Yeah, whenever most people would say that, you know, certain celebrities aren't qualified to do certain things in politics, as if nobody can multitask, I always think of Ronald Reagan and how he came power and how he became president, even though he started out as an actor. So it is possible. And most people would revere Ronald Reagan as an excellent president. They called him the great communicator. I think maybe his acting chops helped him become a good communicator to people.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about that. I mean, his experience as an actor. I mean, look, let's be honest. He was an actor as president. And he was able to just communicate in such a way that people felt comfortable. A lot of people in this country felt comfortable. Looking back, you know, we can see that we were developing a false sense of security in some ways with Ronald Reagan. All right, so here's the question, and I haven't given my opinion yet, but I will coming up. Is the Trump dance a political statement, and should Republicans be against the Trump dance because they don't want politics in sports? I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1973, Keith Moon passed out on his drum kit during a concert at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. The Who were on stage, and Keith Moon passed out. The Who selected an audience member to come up and play drums for the rest of the concert. It was 19-year-old Scott Halpin, and apparently he did a good job. Management said it was jet lag that was bothering Keith Moon, but apparently he had ingested a horse tranquilizer. Keith Moon was insane, and he would just do anything, so I'm not surprised. Did a horse tranquilizer, passed out on his drum kit. I mean, really, at what point in your life do you reach a point where, like, you know, you want to make life better by taking a horse tranquilizer? Wow. Anyway, an interesting situation that this guy was in. Got to go up there and finish the set with The Who. All right, let's go to Coleman. Ian's doing some work behind the scenes here at WWL today. Let's go to Coleman with some of your text messages.
All right, so this text message says, the Trump dance reminds me of a comedy bit from Eddie Murphy's early days where Eddie was imitating how bad white people dance. It was hilarious. And by the way, I'm white.
I'm not white. It's a dance. It's a dance that's it's pretty easy for white people to pick up on it. It was created by a white guy. There are a couple of comments on my Facebook page where people don't think I did a very good job. I think I did a good job with the dance. Now, it's interesting what Bill Maher said about the Trump dance. I can't really say it on the air, but Bill Maher said something to the effect of, it looked like he was making two people happy while he was dancing.
All right, this sex says, people are just mad that there's no Biden dance. The Biden dance would be falling over and tripping and slipping.
Or falling asleep. Yeah, I can't imagine Biden dancing. So go ahead. Let's do another one.
All right, I'll leave. Well, two more pretty good ones. So this one says, I hate all politics at sporting events, but can you really compare kneeling during a national anthem to the Trump dance?
Okay, one more.
And this one says, The way a person dance correlates to how they make... Well, I'll stop there.
Okay. Oh, how they, like, have sex?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that before. I've heard that, too. I hope I'm not judged in that way. But anyway, no, we had a great show yesterday, so I celebrated by doing the Trump dance. I added a little body language into it because, you know, Trump kind of stands there really stiff doing it, so I think I added a little soul to it. I don't think the Trump dance is a political statement. And it's one of those things where, you know, it's like pornography. You know, judges say, you know it when you see it. And some of it like might seem like pornography, but it's not really pornography. But there's stuff that just, it crosses the line. Okay, well, this is pornography. And kneeling is a political statement. Wearing LGBT pride colors has become a political statement. If you do that in sport, I mean, if you wear that in everyday life, that's not a problem. But if you do it in a sporting event, you're making a political statement. I don't think the Trump dance is a political statement. Because it's just it's a dance, and it's just kind of mocking a little bit of, you know, Trump's moves, but it's not specifically promoting politics. So I don't consider it to be a political statement. But Abby Phillips on CNN said Republicans were losing their minds over politics being in sports with kneeling and pride colors, and now they're supporting the Trump dance. I understand the point she's trying to make, and there's plenty of hypocrisy out there, but I don't think the Trump dance, I mean, it's, you know, you're just kind of moving your closed fists kind of back and forth, and okay, you know, Trump did it, it's a Trump move, but I don't know, I just don't see that as a political statement. I don't think that's really bringing politics into sports, although, you know, technically, I guess you can say it is. But I don't think that's something that the NFL needs to worry about. Although, let's see. Who knows? The NFL may start to worry about that. All right, what do you think? Do you think the Trump dance is a political statement? I don't. It's just kind of a stupid little move that Trump invented. And it's so easy that white people can get it. Hell, sometimes when I dance, I'm sort of imitating... Bruce Springsteen in the Dancing in the Dark video, or Rick Astley when he was dancing to his songs. That there's a real typical Caucasian move out there, and I think I kind of just naturally fall into that sometimes. All right, coming up in the next hour, Rod Stewart, 79 years old, is going back on tour in North America. You think this is good? Is it good to see these aging rockers, or should they just give it up and let us remember them when they were younger? We'll talk about that next hour. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. Today is a sad day on the Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar. The legendary Dr. John would be celebrating his 83rd birthday today, but the Night Tripper passed away in June of 2019. And I remember when that happened, and we talked about that on the show. Yeah, coming up next hour, let's talk about the aging rockers continuing to tour. I heard stories about Phil Collins reaching a point where he had to sit in a chair in order to perform. That would be hard for me to see. Great drummer. Would I want to see Phil Collins on stage sitting in a chair doing his songs? But yet if somebody is like mobile and can move around, I want to still see him even though they've gotten older. And we're going to talk more about this in the next hour. Also, Donald Trump's selection for the head of the FCC is threatening, and he did this on Fox News, threatening to punish CBS over a Kamala Harris interview when Trump takes office. Is this part of the retaliation against the media that disagreed with him? Is Trump going to use the FCC to attack people who disagree with him? I got a text a moment ago from somebody who said something to the effect of, I can't use his vulgarity. Obviously not a very smart person, could only, you know, speak in vulgar terms, but basically he thinks that I'm pleasuring Donald Trump because I'm afraid of what he might do. I'm not afraid of Donald Trump. Donald Trump can't do anything to me. So we're going to continue from 1 to 4 to be free here in the afternoon to just be honest. But I honestly believe that the Trump dance is not a political statement. So why should I not be honest about that? I'm Scoot on the Air. We will be right back on WWL.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.